I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The month of May has arrived, and if you're an angler, this is the time you want to be on the water as much as you can in West Virginia. I'll tell you more about the May fishing opportunities right after this.
When I first met my husband, I knew I was going to have to learn a little bit about the outdoors. He encouraged me to go to an NWTF Women in the Outdoors event. So I did, and I had a blast. My husband says I have more confidence now. Maybe too much, because sometimes he's at home doing laundry while I'm out with the girls. Women in the Outdoors has taught me how wonderful life in the outdoors can be, and that's something that I'll always cherish.
The month of May is a magical time for fishing in West Virginia. The cool temperatures of the early spring are gone, but we're ahead of the oppressive heat that usually drives fish into the deep water of the summer. Kevin Yoakum is a fish biologist with the West Virginia DNR out of French Creek and says this is the time of year when the water literally comes alive with activity.
Life cycles are kind of taking place right now. The spawn's going on for a number of species, but really it's all the key is tracked back to water temperature. And that's the time of the year the water temperature comes alive, and that's what really probably the number one variable that drives that life cycle is the water temperature. It becomes conducive for those spawning temperatures, and it becomes conducive where the fish are really feeding and are very, very active.
So what is that optimal temperature to prompt feeding and then spawning activity?
Well, really, we look about 60 degrees. That's when the largemouth starts spawning, and smallmouth shortly thereafter that, the crappie all about the same time. You know, the old adage that the dogwoods are blooming, that's the time to fish for crappie. There's a lot to be said for that. All that happens when the spawning occurs about 62 is when we really start seeing activity. But 60 seems to bring the water alive. So that's one of the keys when anglers ask me what's a good temperature to start looking for. I always say 60 degrees is going to start the dance.
Largemouth will spawn very near the shore on a solid bottom. Old submerged roadbeds are premium places to find big bass in West Virginia. Crappie, they're a little harder to find.
They're a little bit different. You know, crappie are going to be coming up shallow as well. They're a very structure-oriented fish, and they prefer to have some timber. So especially a lay down or a log or some kind of a cover and that at retrospect that we see out there. So crappie just a little bit different.
Females will spend a day or so laying their eggs and then move on. It falls to the smaller male fish to guard the nest and protect the hatch. Kevin warns if you're guarding a nest, your presentation needs to be more of a threat than a meal.
Most of the time, in fact, the fish defending a nest aren't ingesting prey to eat it. They're simply mouthing that, and they're going to carry it a far piece from the nest and then spit it right back out.
So therefore, you need to set the hook a little quicker since he's only going to have it in his mouth for a moment. Catching fish off a nest, particularly bass, a touchy subject, but there's no scientific evidence that shows that it hurts a bass population. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.